Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Devil Wears Scrubs, a short comedic novel by Freda McFadden. Narrated by Gabra Zachman. Chapter 1. Sometime in July. Time, 3 a.m. Hours awake, 21. Chance of quitting, 75%. This patient is the fattest man I've ever seen in my life. His name is George Lehman, and he's got fat folds on his belly that are so deep, I think I could stick my whole fist inside. Hell, I think I could stick my whole arm inside. I think I might be able to set up a tent in his belly button with an adjacent fireplace. The nurses had to get him an extra large bed because the regular hospital beds were too small to fit his massive frame. Before we got him in the bed, the nurses weighed Mr. Lehman on our bariatric scale. It's a scale we use for people who are either really obese or are in a wheelchair. The scale has a platform that's about the size of an elevator, and you can wheel or waddle onto it. We got a weight for Mr. Lehman and used it to calculate his body mass index, BMI. The BMI is a calculation based on a patient's weight and height, and tells us scientifically exactly how fat a patient is. For example, before I started medical school, my BMI was 24. That put me square in the middle range of normal. Now, less than 1 month into my intern year, my BMI is 26, which puts me just on the edge of overweight, kind of like the rest of the country. If I continue to eat primarily junk food, which is likely, given how the last few weeks are going, I might get up to 30, which would make me officially obese. Mr. Lehman's BMI is about 5 trillion. Not really, but it's high.